The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
People are beginning to not only return to work at Human Rights Commission, but our guests are being returned to us from offsite locations where they have private lodging and hotels.
A discussion beyond the headlines.
I mean, I was there at the beach. I live right downtown, and I saw the aerial photographs from our police helicopter, and there was an incredible amount of distance between people on the beach.
With and about newsmakers who impact our lives.
I never was one to pray much, and a chaplain at the hospital taught me the Serenity Prayer. And I found that really helpful for centering myself and sort of giving me this internal strength. And so I had it tucked away in the back of my mind, and then lo and behold, you know, here we are in this really dark time. And I started to see research about how more people are praying right now.
On AM 870, The Answer.
Welcome to this edition of Sunday Morning Newsmakers. On this Memorial Day weekend, we hope you'll take time to remember those who've given their lives in service to this country. We have a very special program for you today. We will be hearing from Edward Ring, Senior Fellow at the Center for American Greatness and co-founder of the California Policy Center. He asked the question, is California ready to get rid of Gavin Newsom? Mike Posey is a Huntington Beach City Council member. On Monday, the Huntington Beach City Council voted to direct staff to explore a plan to expand outdoor dining in the city during the coronavirus pandemic. Then we'll hear from Elizabeth Bernstein. She's a reporter and columnist at the Wall Street Journal. She writes a relationship and psychology column called Bonds. We discuss her uplifting story on the science of prayer. But first, welcome to this edition of Sunday Morning Newsmakers. A lot to get to, but first we want to check in with Andy Bales, CEO of Union Rescue Mission. Andy, how are things doing this week?
We're doing okay. We have a lot of teammates returning to work at Union Rescue Mission, geared up with masks and gloves and all the protection. But people are beginning to not only return to work at Union Rescue Mission, but our guests are being returned to us from offsite locations where they have private lodging and hotels through the county. So people are already coming home, so to speak, to Union Rescue Mission. It's been like a part of our heart has been missing.
And you've been through some tough times over there. It seems like things are getting better.
Yeah, I was just thinking about all that and gearing up for the battle. And even I was just contemplating how I look to see what Martin Luther did during the Black Plague. And he kind of inspired me to, as well as Charles Spurgeon, what they did when people told them leave these folks, you know, protect yourself. And he said, no, I'm going to be right with them as they suffer this deadly plague. And that's part of what inspired me to hang in there and be on the front lines throughout.
Well, Andy, let's get to some headlines. A story this last week, protesters took to the streets in Rosemead to show their anger against homeless people moving into a nearby motel. A Motel 6 being proposed as a temporary homeless housing site included in Project Room Key, which, as we've talked about, is designed to get homeless people off the streets during the coronavirus pandemic. Your reaction to be expected? Some pushback?
It's always expected when fear and just fear runs rampant. I was going to add ignorance, but I'll just say when fear runs rampant, people push back. And the opposite of fear is love. It's not courage. The opposite of fear is love, and love drives out all fear. But I can't imagine standing among the people who are protesting because precious people made in the image of God are going to have a chance to escape this coronavirus and escape homelessness. And there has been a huge stigma attached to having the coronavirus even show up. Even Even leaders in Los Angeles tried to play the blame game when it first showed up. But as I've said before, no one invited this COVID-19 monster in. Playing the blame game won't do us any good. Working together and fighting together in this battle against the COVID-19 virus will. And it's time to welcome people off the streets, get them out of harm's way, and don't let fear reign.
Protesters say that the motel already attracts criminals, drug users, and other seedy people, and they don't want to see more. Do you know if it's dry or wet housing at these particular facilities? Do we know what they're doing here?
Well, I know that extra security will show up, extra nurses will show up, extra staff will show up, and it's not likely that drug trade will continue to flow because, in actuality, the nurses and the doctors, if it's carried out the way the rest of it is carried out in the L.A. County, the doctors and nurses will provide not only alcohol beverages in the harm reduction model, but even marijuana products and even methadone if someone is coming off of heroin. So there won't be any need for drug dealers to be providing drugs at these sites. The doctors and nurses through the harm reduction model will carry it out. I'm not saying I agree in any way with that. When our guys in recovery went into the hotels, even though everyone knew our guys were in recovery from addiction, they were provided room service of alcoholic beverages and marijuana products and methadone if needed. And I was not real happy that our wishes for our guys to recover were not followed. But, it's also each individual's choice if they want to recover or not. So we're just glad to get our guys back in recovery. We've been welcoming them back and welcoming them back from tier one housing like's being described in Rosemead. And some folks are going on to permanent supportive housing, not enough, but many people are anxious to come back to Union Rescue Mission. And, because of our reduced capacity, we're struggling to bring everybody back who wants to come back to Union Rescue Mission. So many people do want to recover. Many people do want to be sober. And unfortunately, I think our world is going the way of enabling addiction. But I don't think the neighbors have anything to fear from the motel will be better run by the county than it's ever been before.
Andy, how's the food supply over there? Because we read of food price spikes, meat shortages, and other issues in the supply chain. And how is that impacting you?
We are okay for now. We worked out a creative strategy to hire some of the restaurants that have been so good to us over the years, and they've been providing food to us, and they've been hiring back help for right now, though food prices are skyrocketing. Right now, through partners, we're able to feed everyone. And of course, we have less people to feed because of our reduced capacity. But we're hoping we're okay for the future. Somebody just donated us a lot of protein drink, which I think meat is going to be one of our shortages. So I'm glad that we're able to get protein in some way.
Andy Bales with us, Union Rescue Mission. Andy, as you look forward to moving through the summer, we hear about, potential lockdowns of some sort in L.A. County and Los Angeles. Could be into July, maybe August in some capacities. What is your reaction? What do you tell people? I mean, you've been at the heart of the storm there, and you've seen how bad it can get. There are others walking out there that say, hey, this thing isn't that bad. Let us back to our lives. How do you weigh in on that?
Unfortunately, I even have some loved ones who are saying this is all a hoax. This shutdown's a hoax. And I say, well, unfortunately, this hoax, I told them the honest truth. This hoax just took another guest of ours and they passed away. This hoax just took out a teammate and friend of mine. So please don't think this is a hoax. I think we are going to have to revive our economy. But as we do it, we're going to have to do what I just posted. Wear a mask. Wear your gloves, wash your hands every chance you get, every 30 minutes. And the best step is to do all the above religiously. It's one thing to say what we should do, but it's another one to do it. So we just reminded our team twice today, now that you're back, here's how to stay safe and well. So whatever we do in reviving our economy, things aren't going to be the same. You're going to need to wear a mask. You're going to need to keep a distance. You're going to need to wash your hands. It's a new lifestyle for the long run. And we probably can revive our economy slowly, but it's going to take a lot of safety steps. And I'm telling you, Larry, we're in for the toughest economic time in the history of the Union Rescue Mission and of the United States. I have friends who say it's going to be like this for about a decade before we get back to where we were in January. And other friends say it could be a decade or two. So we're in for some tough times, and we need to pull together and stop all the divisiveness.
What is the challenge? I mean, I hear that some of the estimates are that 60 to 70% of people will be hired back. But if you have that other remaining group, that's where it gets really tough, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It could be. Unemployment could be 30 to 40%. And we as a society need to be looking out for our fellow brothers and sisters. And we as Union Rescue Mission, this is a time we're going to need to step up, and we're going to need to expedite housing and shelter in an innovative way. And I would say the same thing for the county and the city. This old style of $700,000 per unit per person is not going to fly. The county and city are going to have to expedite other structures and other shelter in a very quick, innovative way.
Andy, a lot of the news has been so negative. You're also a positive person. Leave our listeners with a sense of hope and of stick-to-itiveness, and they can get it done and make it happen. What inspiring word do you have?
Well, I can just say that God has been too good to us so far, carrying us through this situation. We've suffered, but we're continuing to go on. We have great hope for the future. And God's been too good to us through people like you, Larry, and many of the listeners who've stepped up to meet the need. I'm going to go downstairs and meet somebody who's bringing in shields to give us to continue. We receive masks every day. We receive food every day. I tell our team, we can get through this together. Yeah, we can get through this together with him.
Andy Bales, give us a quick plug for how people can help.
Well, you can join others. You can join others and go to urm.org, make a gift of any amount. No amount is too large or too small, especially during these tough economic times. But help your neighbors, help your brothers and sisters get through this together. Thank you, Larry.
We'll see you next week. Take care.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.